Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attention Span. I'm so glad you're joining me today because we're diving into something super powerful. Forgiveness. Now, before you click away thinking this is some sappy self-help stuff, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't just about letting others off the hook. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of negativity. Think about it, holding on to anger and resentment is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It drags you down, slows you down, and honestly, it's exhausting. Today, we're going to learn how to shed that weight, lighten the load, and start living a more peaceful, fulfilling life. So, what are some key takeaways for practicing forgiveness and letting go of those negative thoughts? First, recognize that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's not about condoning someone else's actions, but it's about recognizing that dwelling on the past only hurts you in the long run. Think of it like this. Holding onto anger is like trying to punch your way out of a paper bag. It's just going to leave you bruised and frustrated. Second, understand that forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time, effort, and sometimes even a little bit of courage. Be patient with yourself and don't expect to feel instant relief. Just like learning a new skill or mastering a musical instrument, forgiveness requires practice and dedication. Third, try to see things from the other person's perspective. Now, this doesn't mean excusing their behavior. It simply means trying to understand what might have led them to act that way. Maybe they were hurting, stressed, or struggling with something you didn't know about. By practicing empathy, you can begin to break down the walls of resentment and anger. Fourth, focus on the present moment. Dwelling on past hurts keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity. Instead, try to bring your attention to the here and now. Engage your senses. Appreciate the beauty around you, and focus on the things that bring you joy. Finally, remember that forgiveness is not about forgetting. It's about choosing to release the pain and anger so that you can move forward with your life. You don't have to condone what happened, but you can choose to let go of the emotional baggage it carries. Ever had a situation where someone really messed up? Maybe they broke a promise, betrayed your trust, or just plain hurt your feelings. You know that feeling when you're stewing over it, replaying the events in your head, and letting anger consume you. Well, let me tell you, I've been there. Just last month, a good friend of mine canceled plans at the last minute, leaving me hanging and feeling pretty disappointed. Honestly, for the first few days, I was fuming. I kept replaying our conversation in my head, analyzing every word, trying to figure out what went wrong. But then I realized that holding onto this anger wasn't doing me any good. Instead of letting it control me, I decided to try a different approach. I reached out to my friend, not to confront them, but simply to express how their actions made me feel. Surprisingly, they apologized and explained that they were dealing with some personal issues. While it didn't necessarily erase the hurt I felt, understanding their perspective helped me let go of the anger. We even ended up having a really honest conversation about what we both needed from each other in the future. So, what have we learned today? Forgiveness is about taking control of your emotions, releasing negativity, and choosing to move forward with peace and clarity. Remember, it's not condoning someone else's actions. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of anger and resentment. It's a gift you give yourself. I know letting go can be tough, but trust me, the benefits are worth it. You'll find yourself feeling lighter, happier, and more at peace with the world around you. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area in your life where you're holding onto anger or resentment. Then, try practicing empathy towards the person involved, understanding their perspective. Finally, commit to releasing that negative energy and choosing forgiveness. It's a powerful step towards creating a more positive and fulfilling life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. And join us tomorrow for another dose of daily mind training. We'll be exploring the power of gratitude and how it can transform your entire outlook on life. Until then, keep those minds sharp and spirits high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.